gonna be a good day. That's today's gonna be a good day. That's today's gonna be a good day.
Let's be observers today. Observers of what's going on. Conversationalists unite. That's what I hear Limbaugh say that. Conservationists and conversationalists. Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And you are here as we make your possibilities come true, putting your mind into the right place. Your mind is a mental workshop. Look at Jennifer.
Oh, I like that. Do you see my elves running around?
I do. It's very impressive. You can build anything you want in your mind. You can do it. Visualize what you want. See it. Feel it. Taste it. Believe it. Make your mental blueprint and begin to build a better day. First, you got to think about what you want out of today. What do you want out of today? Let's see. Jennifer, what do you want out of today?
I have to go to the doctor, so I want good health and happiness today, please.
Why do you have to go? You're just here. Check up. Is that it or something else going on?
It's a girl visit.
A girl visit.
Yeah.
All right. Rich, what do you want out of life today?
Successful deals.
Successful deals.
Yeah.
How many
this
deals
is a good need? Sample of men and women. Look, I said something like health and happiness, and Rich said good business deals.
That's what I want today.
That's what he wants. All right. Whatever it is.
That is what you shall have.
What do you want? Do you have to transform your thoughts into reality to make it happen? How are you going to transform your thoughts? What you want, Rich, how are you going to make it a reality?
I'm going to go work on some projects that I have to help obtain those deals.
Really? Okay. And have you, in your mind, visualized how it's going to look when the deals are all put together?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? What does it look like?
Months ago.
Really?
It looks like a lot of work, but it's fun.
Well, that's life down on the farm. All right. So, Jennifer, how about the, how about what you're getting the results that you want? How does that look to you?
I think you think positively, and let's see, for happiness, for good health, I think it'll be fine, you know.
Yeah.
But you go to the doctor, and you want to be a good student.
Right. Of your own body.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. For happiness today, you know, I actually am going to feel good because I'm helping a friend in this business. And so I think it's going to be a good day because I think that'll make me feel good. I'm going to a sportscaster's luncheon today to help out Bob Miller from the LA Kings.
Sure.
Not to be a name dropper or anything.
Right. No, I don't want to do that.
But he's my buddy.
So that's good. I just think that this is an exercise people should go through the beginning of every day if they can. It doesn't take long, 4 or 5 minutes, and you've got yourself sort of keyed up for the day. And what was it? Yesterday I said the words from Buddha that basically suggested forget about yesterday, forget about tomorrow. Let's focus on today, the here and the now. And that's sort of what we do every day on the Good Day program, to try to give you something to think about. What's going on in your world? What's going on in our world? What do we have to do to make it a better day? What are the things that are going on? What are other people doing and saying and thinking about? One of the things that people are talking about is the trial. The death of Michael Jackson has caused lots of conversation over
and
the past.
And a media circus, by the way.
Yeah, what is it? 3 years? How long has it been since he's been dead?
I think it's 3 years, actually.
Is it 3 years? Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a trial going on now. The death of Michael Jackson. The trial of Conrad Murray.
Murray,
Right. So the jury is 7 men and 5 women.
The Murray jury.
The Murray jury.
Yes.
I like that. And there are images. I don't know if you saw the photo of Michael Jackson dead. Did you see it? They
I
were
guess
shown.
He really wasn't alive.
No.
They showed him sneaking out of the coroner van.
Say that again?
Remember after he died, there was a picture circulating of him sneaking out of a coroner van?
Right. He didn't really die. He just
wanted to escape. Right. That he staged it all. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that that's the case.
I don't think so.
Pretty much traveled on from that.
And he had propofol, or however you say it, in his stomach even. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, anyway, the images of Michael Jackson lying dead in the hospital don't do much for me.
No.
But it's part of the circus that will surround this. The prosecution is after this guy, and a lot of the family is, however this works, Dr. Murray's defense team has delivered their opening remarks. They're shifting the focus to make Michael Jackson look like the cause of his own death.
Right. Well, let's be fair here. The guy was asking for the drugs. Regardless
Michael
of if
Jackson
Conrad,
asked for the drugs, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if regardless of what Conrad Murray gave or the amount that he gave, that's still in question. But it's not like he was giving them while Michael was had his back turned. I mean, this was something he was requesting. That's
so
why
that,
he hired him.
Is that the most important issue here?
I think so.
In this? Is it the linchpin? Is it the key to how the trial may go?
Look, if someone has a heart attack, do we blame the person that went out and bought him a hamburger every day?
Well, no. I will tell you, I was talking actually to somebody last night about something that was pretty close to this. This person was talking about some particular kind of food that someone ate just before he died, and it brought back to me memories of my father having the stroke, which ultimately caused his death. About this time, it was late July when he had the stroke, and then he died in November. But his diet that day consisted of a lot of spinach and green vegetables loaded with vitamin K. And vitamin K is not good, in fact, very bad for those who are on blood thinning, if you've had the stroke or have any kind of issue.
It's the anti-Coumadin. In fact, if you get dental work done, they make you take a shot of vitamin K so you don't bleed to death.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he had a lot of that, and then he had the stroke.
Right.
So for a long time after that, I used to say, what would have happened if I hadn't grown any spinach this year?
Right. You never know.
That
I mean,
kind of stuff.
You never know that. But I just think Conrad Murray, in my opinion, is a dirty doctor. Are there a lot of dirty doctors out there? Yeah, talk to all the people that subscribe medical marijuana cards right now. There are dirty doctors out there. But he was still hired by someone for a reason. Michael Jackson was paying him. Yeah. Morally, should he be disbarred from being a doctor? Absolutely. Should he be put in jail? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. There's
Am I
an
wrong
interesting
there?
Point of view. No, you've expressed your opinion, which is what it's all about. 800-510-8255. Frankly, I think at this point, it becomes sort of moot. It becomes one of those discussions. So at the end of the day, what happens? Michael Jackson, hello, is still dead.
Just like all the other rock stars that are still dead, that had people that enabled them too.
Yeah, right. Okay, 800-510-8255 for your thoughts. Coming up in a few moments, a discussion of the FEMA funding item, which is kind of got footballed around. I don't think people understand the nuts and bolts of what the real issues are, so I'll give you my 2 cents worth on that. And the story about these nurses who are striking and the replacement nurses who are responsible for the death, nurses on duty, death of a patient, the blame goes to them, or does it? Imagine yourself in that circumstance. Well, I'll explain the circumstance if you don't know it. 800-510-8255. That's always the way to be in touch with us here. You can send me an email to doug@dougstephan.com or follow us on Facebook. What's the yesterday we had a number of things on Facebook, Jen. You want to update us on what the flavor is of the conversation?
The flavor today? Yeah. Well, we have an open book. We can put up whatever we want. But
no,
yesterday,
I'm talking about the yesterday stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yesterday we were talking about stamps and about who you would like to see put on a stamp.
Yeah.
And we had a couple of votes for some political stuff. We had Ron Paul. We had Monica Lewinsky. We had Doug Stephan. I vote for you, of course.
Thank you.
We have Dr. Ken.
Really, Dr. Ken? Cool.
Dr. Ken got a vote. Rebecca said Bella and Edward from the Twilight trilogy.
Yeah.
And then someone very close to us, Janet McFadden, said that she'd like herself on a stamp.
What about her husband?
Apparently, she'd rather see herself on a stamp.
Did you have this discussion over dinner last night, Rich, or what's the story?
No, she didn't mention this to me.
Really?
It's a little coup that she's got going with the stamp.
Yeah, I think it's amazing how she cut you out of the photo, Rich.
Yeah, hey, man, that's the way it works.
All right.
You can be in my stamp.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We should have a good day stamp, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that would be cool. I told you we should have a series. You know, we can, like, collect all four.
Right. And you could be the first kid on your block to have all four.
And Dr. Ken can be the bonus.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Did you have a good night's rest last night? Everybody sleep well? Jennifer, you didn't have a good night the night before.
Although,
you don't have the same problem that Richie does and I do if we don't rest well at night. It's often the cause for men. You were talking about men looking at things a particular way versus women looking at things a particular way. Well, when you don't sleep, it's different for women than it is for men. Because men, most of the time, wake up at night because they got to go pee. Not to put too fine a point on it, but that's what you have to get up and you deal with all of that. And so it interrupts the rest that not only you're having, but your spouse or your partner, whoever it is that you're in the sack with. Not nice to wake up and wake everybody else up. And there's a way to fix that problem. You've heard the discussion, excuse me, about a lot of these prostate. There are a lot of good prostate products out there. Let's face it. They all have various ingredients. They're mostly all natural. But the Master Prostate Formula has 12 special key ingredients that have been proven in research to promote healthy prostate function. And that results in you getting a restful night's sleep. All natural. That may be the best part. Or maybe the fact that there is a free bottle of Master Prostate available for you. Call 800-716-6520. Order your free bottle of Master Prostate Formula. It works. 800-716-6520. No more getting up at night. Take my word for it. This thing works. Free bottle, Master Prostate. Pay a little shipping and handling. You'll get it by dialing 800-716-6520.
Why do women everywhere love double wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of double wear in a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary, quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my grand to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Hey, time for another Doug Steffen moment.
What's up?
Let's just think about it. How about them apples? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat costs
has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
It's now 23 after the hour. If you're checking out DougStephan.com this morning, you will see a story about Andy Rooney.
Aww,
Mr. Rooney
Andy
has decided to stop doing his spot on 60 Minutes, which he's been doing since 1978.
That was the year I was born.
1978. So he's been doing these things for 30...
For 29 years.
Oh, excuse me, 29 years. I missed it by just that much.
The new fuzzy math.
Yeah. All right, so we've all become familiar with Andy Rooney. Here are a couple of examples of his journalistic style.
What I always want to read is stories about lottery losers. I drink an average of 2 beers a year, and neither of them is Bud Light. If I had time to take care of a cat, I wouldn't get a cat. I'd get a dog. Lots of hawks, blue jays, cardinals, owls. Not many robins or sparrows, elephants, the sheep, the goats, pigs, or cows, badgers, bulls, bears, beavers, bobcats, broncos, bulldogs. I don't care much for Brussels sprouts, liver, or custard dessert. The beans are over-roasted. I like steak, lamb, and pork chops, but you couldn't make me eat rabbit or horse. Would a real man get caught eating a Twinkie? The coffee has a burned taste. Call me when you get to the office. Sometimes when I get up in the morning, I can't even remember where my socks are.
It may be what everyone thinks of themselves as, but I consider myself to be an absolutely dead center, normal, average American. You'd think my experience growing up, going to school, serving in the Army, getting married, having kids, buying a home, would make me perfect if Hollywood was looking around for an average American male. The things I write and read on television are for regular, normal, average, everyday Americans. I mean, like myself, or so I think. My question then is this. If I'm so average American, how come that I've never heard of most of the musical groups that millions of other Americans apparently are listening to? I've heard of Sting and the Rolling Stones, but someone sent me Billboard magazine, and I looked at a list of the top 200 performers, and nobody I know is on that bestseller list. The singers I know have been replaced by performers like Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, and Usher. I mean, who? They're selling millions of songs by singers that I've never heard of, and that must mean that I'm out of the American mainstream, and definitely not average. I know age is the obvious divider, but age doesn't separate Americans in other areas. We all like comfort, beauty, ice cream, a sunny day, and a win for our favorite team. Why should our tastes suddenly diverge when it comes to the sound of music? I think of myself as a musical ignoramus who doesn't hear or like the nuances of sound that other people hear and do like. I don't know who Lady Gaga is, and kids today probably don't know who Ella Fitzgerald was. Maybe we should call it even.
There's Andy.
Nobody does it in his style.
No,
cool.
It's very unique. So if you didn't hear what I said a few minutes ago, Andy Rooney says he will not continue doing 60 Minutes, the sorts of things that you just said. It's what Rich used to do, a pretty good Andy Rooney. Actually, every once in a while, we dig out something in our own, whatever our own pot had in it.
You ever wonder why?
You ever wonder why I lasted this long on television?
Uh-huh. And what is the answer
would,
to that?
Who would want to watch me?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's...
and my bushy eyebrows.
They do research on this. But this guy is, what, 80-something? Isn't he 84
yeah.
or something?
How old
I'm
is
older than Jesus.
Yeah. And therefore, you now... I think that part of television is well-researched. They don't... no matter what the show is, they
who
know...
the hell are you trying to kid? I was pushed
focus.
Out the door.
Yeah.
They don't want me anymore. Uh-huh. I'm not retiring. I'd go for another 1,000 years if I could.
Yeah, there
isn't
it is.
Isn't that sad?
There's probably some truth to that. Yeah, anyway.
Boy,
Andy Rooney.
And Regis.
Hanging out.
Hit the road. Yeah, there's another one that ought not to be going. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sure, there are hotels with their own art galleries, but some are taking it a step further and letting you make your own art when you travel. In Louisville, Kentucky, the 21C Museum Hotel is known for its exceptional art collection. So to further inspire their art-loving guests, they've got a package that includes a glass-blowing lesson at a nearby studio. The Pfister Hotel, known for its collection of Victorian art, offers a studio tour where you can meet its current artists in residence and see work in progress. The package also includes tickets to the Milwaukee Art Museum. And if you're looking for a really special experience, the famous Thomas Moser Wood Furniture Makers have a program with the Harrisicut Inn in Freeport, Maine. Guests can spend an entire week in the wood shop crafting a piece of high-end furniture to bring home, essentially creating your very own heirloom piece during your travels. It's not inexpensive, but it's still all yours. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It seems to me, thus far, we're having a good day. We're planning on growing today. We're making this a big day. This is a big day. The answer for the day is yes. What's the question, Jennifer?
Can I have a raise?
Wait a minute. There must be something wrong with it. It's like a bad cell connection. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Go ask your father. Right. That's what you should.
Yeah, that's an idea. Right. That's yeah. Go ask your father. All right. We have Melissa Etheridge in there. There's actually a lot of gossipy stuff today. And some people dig the gossip. Some people don't dig gossip. Melissa Etheridge got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. She won a Grammy, didn't she? She had some Grammy award-winning music.
Oh, yeah. Richie? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
She also is doing a new radio program, I think. Isn't she? Yeah, she's doing a radio show on, what would you say, her music is adult contemporary, would you say that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay, I know that she's doing a radio show, so that's cool. She's a survivor of breast cancer, which is something she talks about a lot as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see here. What are some of the other things, Jennifer? This is more your bailiwick than mine. I noticed Kevin Federline has a new lady in his life and a daughter as well, which is...
Yeah.
Who's the lady?
The lady's been around a while. That's Victoria Prince, I believe.
As not to be confused with Victoria Prince of Powell.
Prince, exactly.
Okay.
But she was pregnant, and so now K-Fed has 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
He has 2 from Brittany, 2 from Shar Jackson, and 1 from this chick now.
Who's Shar Jackson?
His first girlfriend, who was on, she was on a kid's show.
What does he do for a living?
He has babies.
Ah, okay. I'm so looking at it.
He's an excellent overachiever.
I just got a photo of him. I just Googled him, and he's pretty fat.
He actually lost a lot of weight. He went on Celebrity Fit Club.
Oh, he did.
With Shar Jackson, actually, his first girlfriend. That one's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he lost a lot of weight. He was looking good, but during the pregnancy, I think he was sympathy eating with her. So, yeah, he's put on a little bit.
Really?
Speaking of eating, Dougie. People think that Elizabetta Canalis, who's George Clooney's ex, who just got voted off Dancing with the Stars last night, is starving herself to get George Clooney back.
George Clooney likes skinny broads?
I don't know. I can't imagine. She is so skinny already. I don't think there's anything left to starve. And she looks upset all the time, and I really think it's because she's hungry.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would do it. I'd be upset if I were hungry, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it's like I ever let myself get hungry. That would be cruel and unusual.
Cruel and unusual punishment. So is Jessica Simpson pregnant?
That's what they're saying.
Who are they?
The tabloid reporters, all the gossip hounds.
She has not had a baby before, right? She doesn't have a child.
No, but you know what's cute about Jessica is she's voluptuous and she's got girls and she's a little shorter.
Yeah.
And so when she eats a sandwich, you can think she's gained some weight. I don't know if she's really pregnant or not.
I think she's cute. I've always thought
she's
cute.
I think she's gorgeous and I think she's kind of a sweet person. I don't know.
So who's the father?
The father is Eric Johnson, who is a former football player who is currently unemployed. He's 32, and
she has plenty of money, though, right?
Yeah, she's got plenty of money. She makes so much money off of her accessories and her perfume. She's fine.
All right. So then there's no reason for him to have a job.
No. He can be a kept man, I think, quite easily.
All right. Anything else that jumps right out of whatever space you're in? In terms
of
gossip?
Well, a couple of things. Did you hear Jesse James and Kat? You know, Jesse James left Sandra Bullock for Kat Von D.
Right.
And then they split up, and then they got back together again. And now they split up, and do you know why?
Why?
People say he was cheating.
Really?
Yeah.
Clever fellow.
This is to show you.
Yeah.
If someone leaves you, or if someone is with you because they left someone else, that means they may repeat that behavior again.
Right.
Just a little tip to the love learned. And Ellen DeGeneres called 911 because she was having chest pains.
No. She okay?
Yeah, they didn't even take her anywhere. They just came to her the set of the show and checked her out. But I guess she was having them for 2 days, so she finally decided to call somebody.
Indigestion, eating the wrong stuff.
Exactly.
I had potato skins last night for dinner. Ooh, greasy. Like,
in a restaurant?
Good. Yeah.
Oh. Not why'd you good. Order that for dinner?
Actually, it wasn't really at a restaurant. I actually took a couple hours last night and went to see the new Brad Pitt movie, Moneyball.
Oh, was it good?
It was quite good. A little slow here and there. Richie, you'd enjoy that movie.
It looks like fun.
Yeah. It's a true story about a manager of the Oakland A's, and his name is Billy Bean. Good story, well told, a little slow here and there. But if you like baseball movies like Brad Pitt, you like a good family movie, there are a few things that a little bit over the top, displays of anger, that kind of stuff. But in general, it really is a good story, well worth telling. And I think, was it number one at the box office over this past weekend? Did Chucker tell us
it was
number
one?
Yeah.
No?
It wasn't.
The re-release of Lion King.
Oh,
that was number one. Where did you remember where Moneyball fell in?
Number
two. Okay. Yeah, it was a good movie. You'd enjoy it. It's a good family kind of a flick. And most people, like, the women want to go see Brad. He's looking pretty old, by the way.
He's getting
got real...
Old,
huh?
He's getting older.
What?
He's 40-something.
He is?
Yeah.
He's got real circles under his eyes. You know, he looks
and
like...
And he's got 152 children, and he's got to put up with Angelina Jolie.
Right.
I mean, all of that will get you...
It can't be pleasant.
No.
For most of the time, anyway. So, speaking of things that are not pleasant, this week has seen a discussion about the Federal Emergency Management Administration. The focus was on whether or not they ought to be funded. Somebody finally is waking up to the fact, although it became a political football, to the fact that FEMA is an outrageously over-the-top, big-budget, bloated bureaucracy. Can I say that? Big budgeted, bloated bureaucracy. Big budgeted, bloated bureaucracy. It really is. And so they were running out of money, and as usual, it became a political football back and forth. But I'm not sure it isn't necessary to take a close look at this. And that's what, you know, as much as you may not like the Tea Party, as much as you may not like the political stuff, and as much as we stay away from that discussion here, because there's always going to be one person thinking one way and another, and I don't have to stir the pot that way. There's plenty of other places that stir the pot. But in this circumstance, I think it's more a public service to understand or to look at what they do, how they do it, and why they are in scrutiny, under scrutiny. And the reason is because it's pretty obvious this is one of the biggest offenders when it comes to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So all those of you who think, yeah, we got to pay more in taxes and that sort of thing, who are not, you're sticking your head in the sand when it comes to the reality of what really is going on in government and why you don't need to pay more taxes. We need to clean up what we've got. This is the poster child for all of that stuff. And if I couldn't come up with a better example, I will repeat the example that I came up with on Monday of this week after spending a couple of days up in Vermont. My sister's daughter got married, and it was at the Vermont Mountain Lodge, which is, if not the most expensive, certainly one of the most expensive places in Vermont to go for any kind of affair or to stay. It's a big, big tourist area, and it's also an area with big skiing and lots of leaf peeping at this time of year, all of that sort of thing. It's a beautiful setting, great area, and very plush. So it was understandable that the rooms for the guests cost $400-something a night. That's why Megan found a place for us in a cottage down the road about 6 miles. It cost us $200-something for the whole schlemiel.
I love somebody who saves a little money.
Right. Okay. So anyway, the reason that I bring it up is because with the hurricane, was it Hurricane Irene, right? That
mm-hmm.
Sort of petered out, but big 70-mile-an-hour winds, and it blew right up the Connecticut River Valley. And as it got into Vermont, it stalled and dropped unbelievable amounts of rain and washed out roads and bridges and made a mess of things. So the folks from FEMA charge up there, and they're doing the thing. Well, some of them are still there, and most of them, when they were in that area of Vermont, stayed at this big, ritzy, luxurious hotel, $480 a night, when, in fact, there are plenty of hotels and motels and places where you can stay, the independent places, some of the chains, $99 a night, $95 a night, $110 a night. So why would the federal government, i.e. you and me, pay 400 and something plus a night for rooms for FEMA workers when they can find clean, good rooms in average hotels for one quarter that price? This is the kind of stuff that drives everybody nuts. And everybody remembers Katrina and all of those mobile homes that were made, never got used. It's just one fiasco after another. And the states, I noticed that there was something going on down in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, a lot of rain and stuff. So the mayor of the town asks for federal help. Why does he need federal help? Why can't you, either the state or locals or whatever it is, but that's what has made this a big bloated bureaucracy, because now everybody who does it, if you've got a rainstorm in town and it flushes out the drains, people call FEMA, get federal money. A disaster. It's not a disaster. What's a disaster is what you and I are paying for this. So I wanted to put my 2 cents worth in as FEMA funding was approved. I guess it was Monday night they made a deal. But it's one of the best examples, or worst, depending on how you use the word, of this kind of a problem in Washington. It's something you ought to be aware of, frankly. At least, I think you ought to be aware of it. So that's why I'm bringing it.
Thank you.
Clever how that works. That's why I'm bringing it to your attention. Yada, yada. All right, 16 before the hour. Question time.
Yes.
You have achy, tired feet.
Yes.
And do they stop you, your achy, tired feet, from doing what you want to do? If the answer, as Jennifer has suggested, is yes, then I want you to listen for 60 seconds while I tell you about Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, revolutionary foot mapping technology that they have there. They'll measure your arch type and pressure point, and then they'll recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. It's a personalized fix. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support. So if you've got tired, achy feet, you're going to get something that's guaranteed to work, or your money will cheerfully be refunded. That's about as good as it gets, folks. So drscholls.com is the place to go to find the closest store near you. I'm telling you, this is a good deal for all of you who have need for better foot comfort. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Dr. Ken Kronos joins us here on the Good Day program with his daily dose of important medical information. Can eating fish lower the risk of strokes? We'll get the answer to that in a moment after we talk about your face and this fantastic anti-aging cream that's called Tautinol. It is here for you to reduce the fine lines. You can have an operation if you want to. You can have surgery. You can get injections. You can have the chemical peels. Pretty risky stuff, though, and painful and expensive when you find out the Tautinol is available and the material that's in it, proven ingredients to reverse the signs of aging on your face. That's a pretty strong sales point, don't you think, Ken?
Absolutely. This is the real thing. You want your wrinkles to go away. You want to try something, get your money back. If it doesn't work, this is a product developed by a plastic surgeon, and it's been tested in studies that have been published in good journals. It's safe, and yes, it's effective.
It nourishes your skin. The ingredients in Tautinol stimulate the growth of your own collagen and elastin. That keeps your skin looking firm and youthful. How do you get a hold of this fantastic product? I thought you'd never ask. Call this number. It's the only way you can order it. Get it delivered to your home. Call 800-291-2584. 800-291-2584. You'll buy two, get one free, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. You get a special gift as well. 800-291-2584. Again, 800-291-2584. For Tautinol. All right, what's the story with fish?
This is out of the medical journal Stroke, Doug. People who eat fish a few times each week, they're slightly less likely to suffer a stroke than those who only eat fish little or none.
Little or none. So fish is good. Now, we also have good news about eating your veggies.
Out of the Journal of the American Dietetic Association this week, broccoli, cabbage, and other vegetables, they may protect against colon cancer. It seems that broccoli, kale, cauliflower, turnips, and cabbage, for example, appear to reduce the risk of cancer in the upper colon, while both total fruit and vegetable intake reduce the risk of cancer in the lower colon.
What about deep voices, men who have deep voices? What is there about their effect on women?
Guys, you want to make sure that woman remembers you. This is out of Memory and Cognition, not making this up. Lower voices, Doug, they seem to stick better in women's memories. Women are more likely to remember something if they've heard it from a man with a low voice than one with a higher pitch. The theory is that women are hardwired to pay better attention to a potentially superior mate. This is the reason that male voice pitch should be important, is that pitch of the voice gives an indication of how much testosterone the man has. They're more fertile, their immune system is stronger.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
We have 53 minutes after the hour, continuing on with the Doug Steffen Good Day program and our focus on technology. Everything you need to know sooner or later comes before us here. The future of television. Wow. No future for your television?
It's my favorite pastime, you know.
What is the future? Alex Goldfein, technology tailor, will provide you with some insight from his perspective. Up next on Good Day, we talk about the future of television.
Why do women everywhere love double wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days, free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of double wear and a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Let's talk about the future, namely tablets and all the television you can watch on them. iPad customers, if you haven't been to your app store lately, you're missing out. Check out HBO Go, a free download for most people who pay for the HBO channel through their cable providers. It lets you watch any episode of any HBO show. Most HBO documentaries are also included, and many current movies that they're showing. NBC, TBS, TNT, ABC, and other stations also have their own channels. PBS as well. They provide many of the station's shows, movies, and other features. These are also very cool. And even the cable providers have their own apps to let you watch live TV. Time Warner, for example, lets you watch live streaming channels over an internet connection. Xfinity TV, which is Comcast, is working on a new app that'll do the same thing. Somebody asked me recently, what's the future of television? This is it. Streaming. TV over the internet. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The rest of the news, I don't know if it's news or not, Facebook forming a political action committee. What do you think of that? They're trying to figure out who to support in the upcoming elections. You know how much...
Herman
Cain.
Yeah,
how that, yeah. It's very interesting. Well, you mentioned Herman Cain. Most every one of the scenarios set forth, if you listen to some of the chatters on the political talk shows, the Republican side anyway, almost every time there's a conversation about a potential vice presidential person with any candidate, his name comes up.
Yep.
And you wonder about some of the people that run. Do they know they aren't going to make it in the first round, but they are putting themselves out there? I think Michelle Bachmann is another one of those people, although I don't think it's going to work for her.
Yeah,
it could very well work for Cain. He would make a good compliment. If you look around, I think the best, my ticket would be Ron Paul and Herman Cain. Mitt Romney and Herman Cain.
It would be an interesting mix,
Rick
yeah.
Perry and Herman Cain. There's, I don't know, I mean, whatever else is out there floating around. I don't know, Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain, I've heard that conversation.
I think it would be good for him because he is suffering in the experience department politically, which
yeah, but
I don't
not
think
into,
is a bad thing, but yeah. You've seen how it's beaten Obama, President Obama up. So.
Yeah, right. All right, also,
for him to be a VP.
At the Broadband World Forum, Google pressed its initiative to bring free gigabyte speed internet to the U.S. What does that? What does that mean, Rich? Free, what is gigabyte?
It's 1,000 megabytes. It's just,
so why?
It's just faster. Like, for example, here at the network, we have some of our computers on a 100 megabyte switch and some of them on a gigabyte switch.
What am I on?
Machines. You're on a 100 megabyte switch.
Really? Yeah. Whatever it is, it's slow.
Upgrade to gig.
Slower.
Slower. Got it. Okay. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandpas.